This is Morning Edition. I'm Eric Hodge. When the Dallas Police Department fails to find the person responsible for the death of a college sophomore, her best friend steps in to solve the case. That's the topic of this week's Criminal Podcast. Phoebe Judge is the host of Criminal, and she joins me now. Welcome, Phoebe.
Hi, Eric.
Tell me about Sheila Wysocki and Angela Simoda.
Sheila and Angela met as freshman roommates in Dallas. Angela was very popular. Sheila was not as popular, but they became good friends. Angela, Angie, as Sheila calls her, liked to go out and meet boys, go to bars. Sheila didn't drink, but somehow they came together.
What happens to Angela?
Sheila gets a call one day saying that Angela has been murdered, and she finds out that Angela had been raped and then murdered after a night out at a bar. There are a number of suspects, one of them being Angela's current boyfriend, another being the man that she was actually with that night, and a few others. The cops ask Sheila, because Sheila knows so much about Angela's life, to help them out. And Sheila actually goes out to dinner with one of the main suspects, a man named Russell. Sheila believes that Russell has done it, but Russell is eventually cleared and goes to England, and the case is just closed.
What happens to Sheila?
Sheila gets married, she moves to Nashville, raises her family. 20 years later, she is kind of taking a nap, and her eyes open, and she thinks about Angela. And she says, what happened? I have to figure out what happened. She calls the Dallas Police Department, and they don't have any information for her. She decides that one way she can make them give her information is if she becomes a private investigator. And so she starts training with the security guards in her gated complex, and she becomes a investigator.
So does it work out? Does she get anywhere?
Yes. She finally gets a female detective in Dallas to take her seriously. DNA from the case, from evidence that was originally collected, is tested, and it doesn't match any of the original suspects. It matches someone completely different, a man who had been previously convicted of sexual assault. Sheila goes to the trial. This man is convicted and sentenced to death. Sheila always said that once this case was closed, she would give up her private eye license. But people start calling her from all over the country saying, help us, please help us on these cold cases. And now she has her own agency. It's called Without Warning Private Investigation.
And so what's next for you, Phoebe?
Well, we're going to Nashville to shadow Sheila and to see what's happening with her current case.
You can hear more about what Sheila did to solve the murder of her friend on this week's episode of The Criminal Podcast. The Criminal Podcast is recorded here at WUNC. Thank you, Phoebe.
Thank you.